You are listening to an audio recording from the 2013 Christian Leadership Conference hosted by the M.J. Murdoch Charitable Trust and the Stewardship Foundation. In this first talk from Dr. Richard Mao, he discusses a journey toward convicted civility.
Greetings to all of you. I wish that I could be with you. I don't like talking to an audience through a camera where I can't see to whom I am speaking, but I'm just delighted to have this opportunity to talk about what for me has been a very important topic in my career as a theologian, philosopher, ethicist. I'm a child of the 60s, at least I'm a youth of the 60s. I went through the radical 60s on secular university campuses, and I felt quite alienated from my own evangelical environment. And when I re-entered evangelicalism as a professor at a Christian liberal arts college, I got very much into the emerging evangelical social action of the day. And the first book that I wrote was in the early 1970s, and it was entitled Political Evangelism. And my whole pitch was, we got to get involved. We evangelicals, Carl Henry had talked about the uneasy conscience of modern evangelicalism. We've not taken responsibility for the common good, for the public interest, for the larger culture in which we find ourselves. We got to get involved. This was my big thing. And then we got involved. And around 1980s, Anita Bryant got involved. And after that, Jerry Falwell got involved. And I wasn't too happy with the way we got involved. And at that point, I decided it isn't enough for evangelicals just to get involved. We need the right kind of theology. And we had been developing that. I had some, as a Reformed Christian, a Calvinist, I had some great debates and learned a lot from people like John Howard Yoder, Ron Sider, Jim Wallace, and others. And we had some good theological discussions, but somehow the theological discussions might have pushed this forward a little bit. We got into the incivility of the larger culture. We embarrassed ourselves about the ways in which we talked about faith and public life. And so as we approached the 1990s, I became convinced that the real issue was a question of spirituality. It isn't enough to be involved. It isn't enough to have all the right thoughts. But we have to cultivate the right spirit. It was right around that time that I read a nice little book by one of my favorite writers, Martin Marty. This was a more personal kind of book that Marty wrote called By Way of Response. And in there, he said, and I picked up on this phrase and I've run with it ever since, but I owe it to him. I get credited with the phrase quite a bit. He said, one of the big problems in the world today is that people who have strong convictions aren't very civil. And people who are civil often don't have very strong convictions. And what we really need is convicted civility. And I thought, I got to run with that. That's a wonderful project. And it really gets into the deep places. What does it mean for me as a person of very strong evangelical Calvinist convictions about who God is and who we human beings are and what separates us from God and false teaching and superstition in the world and all the rest? What does it mean for me to maintain those convictions with civility? I read a fine book by a Catholic writer, John Murray Cudahy, on civility. And the title he gave was No Offense. And he got that phrase from sitting on a bus, and he heard some people talking, and somehow they got into religious matters. And one woman said to the other, well, no offense, but I'm a Catholic. And his whole point was, if you're a Catholic, there will be some offense to that with someone that you disagree with. And the challenge is not that we should fail to have and nurture beliefs that will conflict with other systems of thought, but rather that we really need to approach this with civility. So I wrote my book, published in 1993, on Uncommon Decency, Christian Conviction in an Uncivil World. And about 20 years later, people started to say to me, you know, that book you wrote was a bit ahead of its time. We really need it now. And I worked at revising it and a new edition. And it's sort of defined my career, and I'm glad of it because I believe with all my heart in the need to have very strong convictions, but also to do it with a civil spirit.